You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Jess's Lit. It's a beautiful day outside, and so please take advantage of the weather. Today is an exciting day. We will start off with a couple of songs that I have chosen that relate to Canadian history and just, I guess, personal identity, racial identity. And so I felt like it was an appropriate way to start off the week. And then after those couple songs, I will do a continuation of poetry readings from the Article T and Bannock stories, First Nations Communities of Poetic Voices. And we did this in our previous episodes and the most previous episode, but I've been receiving good comments about them lately. It relates to Indigenous culture, heritage, Indigenous identity, and it's basically a huge collection, many, many pages of poetries from different poets and Indigenous people that represent Canada and that want to spread knowledge of the Indigenous culture. And so after some songs, we will continue on with those poems. But without further ado, we will have some ads, PSAs, and some show promos, and then we will continue on. We'll be right back.
Campbell Bay Music Fest is a small music festival held in a beautiful waterfront setting on Skithek, or Main Island, in British Columbia's Gulf Islands. We present emerging artists in a diverse array of genres and have a simple mission: bring musicians and music lovers together for a really, really good time. We feature multiple genres with a focus on progressive music and music rooted in folk traditions, and we always aim to have something you've never heard before. Campbell Bay Music Fest runs June 21st to 23rd, and the artist lineup includes Madeline Roger, Medusa, Pony Girl, Rozier, Talal McBriar, Ila Bamba, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at www.campbellbaymusicfest.com. That's CAMPBELL, campbellbaymusicfest.com.
It's Nardwuar, a human serviette, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. Collective meetings are hosted on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the lower atrium of the Nest CITR station, with a remote option as well. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unceded Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
The 47th Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 19th to the 21st. Come hear amazing music from around the globe. Celebrate the best weekend of your summer with artists like the great Jeremy Dutcher, the Milk Carton Kids, Palestine's 47 Soul, BCUC from Soweto, political singer-songwriters Iris Dement, and the UK's Grace Petrie. Listen to Desert Blues from Etran Delaire, Czar Electric from Morocco, Ireland's James Vincent McMorrow, plus artists from Mexico, New Zealand, Ukraine, and so much more. Come experience a weekend of music and magic. We'll see you at the beach for Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets can be found at thefestival.bc.ca. Early bird tickets are on sale until June 14th.
Welcome, neighbor, to our neighborhood. In our neighborhood is a journey through the communities of BC, meeting our neighbors who work towards a world where everyone can be proud of who they are. In our first season, get to know the Tushla advocates, educators, and students who help our schools grow into spaces where everyone can belong. Just like our neighborhoods, each episode is filled with the spirit of care, the energy of activism, and the warmth of community. Join us in our neighborhood, premiering June 14th at the Queer Arts Festival.
Welcome. I'm Nancy Joaquin.
Do tanse. Ichuao. Iswao.
Ahla sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai Tai Tan.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
We are back with Jess is Lit. Those were some ads, show promos, and some PSAs. But yeah, we will start off with a couple of songs that I have chosen to be, I guess, appropriate to start off the week. The first song will be from Katie Lang. She is a very famous singer. The song is called Constant Craving. Here we go.
Through the darkest place, be it there.
That was Constant Craving by K.D. Lang. The next song is called Think on Me from Portia White. She was an international singing sensation in the 1940s, but due to some circumstances, I believe it was personal reasons and management differences and whatnot, her fame wasn't as explicitly expressed throughout her career. And her family, I think her extended family in the future, around the early 2000s, released all her works. And Think on Me, I believe, was one of them. And yeah, so we should check it out now. That was Think of Me from Portia White. What a compelling piece of song. Portia White was, you know, one of the most famous singers during the 1940s, but her career kind of fell down after she experienced some personal issues, I believe, with health. And so her career was a short but very strong one. And so please check her out and KD Lang whenever you guys have time. Now we will go continue on with the collection, the Tian Bannock Stories, First Nations Communities of Poetic Voices. We have gone through some during the previous episodes, but we will continue on with more masterworks of poetry. The first one, starting us off today, is from Crystal A.J. Smith. It is called The Sun Will Rise. Rage in my heart, rage out on the streets, person to person, it's passing through everyone. What a horrible feeling. We're fighting for our past, not yet able to be in our future. Crying and suffering will never be gone. Happiness is not yet here. Hopefully, when people understand, the sun will rise. And sunlight will be received by everyone. Then our healing will begin. Our past will be our past, though never forgotten. Our future will be our future, and with hope and gratitude that we will move forward. And keep on going, peeking back, learning from people's mistakes. This poem reminds me of a scene from a movie I don't remember, but it was basically a granddad giving life lessons to his granddaughter and just talking about reality and the real life emotions and experiences that people go through during life, and that happiness and sadness, all those go hand in hand, and they all are just inevitable things that happen in the human lifespan. The next poem is from Jonathan Tyler, called Mountain Poem. If I come back again, please make me a mountain. Why a mountain? To be left alone. Won't you be lonely? I will have the sun and clouds, the moon and stars, thunder and lightning to keep me company. Bears and mountain lions will rely on me for sustenance. Great birds will bird in my shoulders. Smaller birds will crap on me. So bring me coyote. Let him make his home in my womb. I will get the feeling of an expectant mother, creation in my belly. The next poem is by Vic Buffalo Robe, called The Garter Snake. The garter snake keeps me. I am numerous. I am harmless. I hear my life lines on my back, she tells me. She says, be strong, be proud. Aboriginal, A, B, original, C. Large female, small male, they rub her belly to see if they are worthy, if they will be chosen. Often so sensitive, this woman snake of the Americans, from the east and west, from the north and south, surviving cold snow and rain. This strong woman, this strong man, they are the same. In a figure eight, they emanate. This woman is strong, this woman survives, this woman is brown, and so the thrives. Now through this poem, you could sort of feel a sense of Indigenous pride and the celebration of humanity, mostly I think emphasized through Indigenous women, but a very compelling piece of work. This is also this poem is also from Vic Buffalo Robe, and this doesn't seem to have a title, but if it were to have, I think it would be called I Live on Land. But I Live on Land. I live on land. I chopped six cords of wood. In winter, I slept in wall tents. In summer, fish and wash clothes. In the lake, bathed in moonlight, ran with willows as a child. I eat cottonwood buds I have cooked for sweet grass burners. I grow and provide for my children. I pray, sweat, participate in ceremony, fasted as I became woman, understanding the universe from the sacrifices I have made. Fearing the truth, I have seen this is what makes me an Indian, a First Nation ancestry I am. Again, this poetry explains the indigenous pride and the realities of indigenous culture. It talks about a person, obviously, who is indigenous, talking to us about his or her life and just the going abouts of an individual's life as an indigenous person in nature, and how everything that they experience is filled with purpose and understanding of the natural universe. And so Vic Buffalo Robe has a good way of conveying indigenous culture through a more realistic life, quote-unquote life lens, which I think is really cool. This poem, the next one, is from Judy Brannan Armbruster, called In My Garden. Ravens hawk, hawk over roadkill. Their racket breaks the morning stillness. An osprey circle overhead, dangling a fish, so large the bird struggles to gain altitude. The sun's rays beak across the valley rim, lighting up my tiny greenhouse. On this glorious new day, I tend my garden, giving thanks for Mother Earth's abundance. This is also, the next one is also from Judy Brannan Armbruster, called Arctic Ice. Eerie pastel light, why do my eyes hunger for the cold Arctic night? Locked in cold dimness, sun angles on short-lived day, beauty finds a way. Aurora's dancing reflect subtle color shifts, a sight I long for. Where is the charm there? Why do I long to see such cold foreign vistas? Maybe there exists a cellular memory of life long ago. Following the herds, winter's grip hard on my soul. Stark hunger driven, I cannot name it. My mind refuses the strain, I will not deny. It is my dreamscape, a possible future time to feed my hungry eyes. The next one is from Celinda J. Rice, called Have You Heard? Underneath the ripples lies a life that sings. Have you heard the water when it rings? Spoken language is not the only means of communication for the lonely. Have you heard the water talk? Chuckling, rumbling, giggling, grumbling, telling a tale of happiness in its sharing, in its sadness, and in its caring. Have you heard the water rock? Refining, sifting, taking and leaving, to each and all who stop along the way. Have you heard the water has to say? If you stop and listen long, you will hear the life existing close to us all, so near. I really like this poem. It has just the good amount of rhyme schemes. It has questions to kind of invoke the readers to think. And I just love how it compares nature to us and the importance of nature with us when we live our lives. It kind of gets us to think about the noises and all the, it kind of stimulates our five senses when we think about nature, and it gets you to also think about the subtle intricacies of nature and the correlation between nature and humans. And I think that Have You Heard, I think it mainly focuses on the hearing aspect, but by reading this, I think you could also think about all the other senses you have when you think about nature in itself, and how that can, I guess, calm your mind and calm your presence when in stressful situations. The next poem is also from Celinda J. Rice, called Recycling Reasoning. In a dark corner of my house lies a 4-foot gnome. It was a gift from a dear friend who saw it and said she thought of me. She bought it to see what I would do. I said thank you. My auntie told me I could keep gifts for 6 months and then re-gift if I want. I kept it anyway. I didn't want to throw it out. I didn't want it thrown out. I said, I shall have my own house, and I will put it in a special corner of the garden. Then my friend and I can have a tea near the gnome. Next poem is also from Rice, called The Blue Jay. The blue jay came to visit today, sitting with a cat, sharing her food. I gawked them. I didn't mean to be rude. Of course they could share if they wanted to. It was the trip to the store, not my favorite chore. Now I understood why I had to go more. With another mouth to feed, there'd be a greater need. I decided we'd have to have a chat, because I hated having to drive the car, throw away more garbage, clean more dishes, and all that. For visitors, using my resources, when there are perfectly good natural sources. The next poem is from Elizabeth Woody, called June, Red Willow, and Cottonwood. A shadow of venerable hawk slivers through the jackrabbit's kickstart leap. Fortuitous light on a distant cattail stage amplifies soft sloop of call, the red on wing. Heat's direction imitates a curling standard to whirls. Reduction is a discrete hot tremor in the spring artery of river's drift. Ecstatic yellow tails above wild pink roses float. Residual freedom of surface and magnitude. Attention drifts with last light. At dusk, one heron lifts to turn the canyon into angled ascension. Protection cross the eyelids as wild old stars burn and inflame her wimple of night vision. She submits to the premises of night. Next poem is from Brandon Bob. Wisdom leads. Throughout my time, walking the road, time always tells my path. Can you hear me? My visions see a different scene. We are as one, on the same river. What is it that you ask of me? Ancestors guide me through song, through prayers, through whispers, through thoughts. Can you see what they tell? Do not lose sight of your spirit, of your time, most of all, of your walk. This poem really hits, I guess, deeper than any other poem. And the title kind of speaks for itself, Wisdom Leads. It basically expresses in literary sense, just trust in yourself and follow the path you are going. Like it said at the end, most of all of your walk, trust in the process of your quote unquote walk throughout your endeavor of reaching your goals. And during the middle of the poem, it just explains how ancestors guide me through song, prayer, whispers, and thoughts, etc. And so listen to your elders and the people who are older than you, who are more wiser than you, and your visions in the second passage see a different scene. And so this line, I think I interpret it as, you know, the vision you have can mean many, many different things. And many, many different people can also interpret your scene and vision as many, many different ways and thoughts. And so keep your mind open to many different interpretations of life and possible outcomes. And listen to your elders and listen to the people around you who give advice and criticisms, because those things that you hear from different people may open a new realm of possibilities that you may not have been thinking about. And so, yeah, trust in your process. I'm sure everybody will be great people in the future. This one is from Brandon Bob, called The Morning Prayer. The wind listens, hear my spirit, hear my words. The water cleanses, clean my heart, clean my spirit, clean my mind. The animals guide me, guide my heart, guide my spirit, guide my mind. Mother Earth feeds me, feed my heart, feed my spirit, feed my mind. Now, Brandon Bob, I think, has a lot of poems that kind of relate to a human gaining guidance and seeking guidance and just the realities of wisdom and respect in general. This, the morning prayer, I think, in my own words, translates into the profound respect that a person needs to have for Mother Nature and just nature in general. For example, the animals, the water, and the wind, like Brandon gave examples of, and how the water, the wind, the animals, and everything that relates to nature as a whole gives us and treats us with positive energy and positive outcomes, and it is always there to help us with whatever we do. And so it really gets you to think about the indigenous culture once again, because, you know, the indigenous culture and identity is so closely connected with nature and the way they treat nature and the way they use nature for their own, I guess, good and ways of life is just so profoundly deserving of respect. And I think that a lot of people nowadays should learn from the indigenous community about the respectful minded intention with nature itself. Brandon Bob again, called The Forgotten One. Sorrow does not forget, wounds open from the cutting edge. I hear your cry, we hear your cry. Arrows are always in flight. Confusion sets the scene, words are always forgotten. Our actions are all that be, your anger is seen, your temperature rising, warning all that see. Forgiveness, is it too late for us to see? Again, a very deep poem. It allows us to think about... Now, this poem sort of, I guess, in a sense, deviates from the other two previous ones. It kind of talks about the human more than nature, but in a more emotional sense. But it's definitely a poem that really gets us thinking about how we interact with people and how we express ourselves emotionally and physically with people around us and honestly with oneself. And so it really prioritizes the importance of forgiveness, and it also talks about how actions can be seen, and our actions are the only things that could be seen in a more physical reality. And so please be aware of how you portray yourself, I think, is the lesson here with this poem. And just forgiving and just being, you know, sad and all those emotions that arise from you can be seen. And so use those accordingly with how you feel. Doesn't really talk about like how you should use it, but in a sense, it talks about the ways where people can view oneself and others through emotion, physically and internally, and that forgiveness is never too late of an option. This poem is from Wanda Mary John, called My Indian Princess. The blushing moon cast an incandescent silhouette upon your face, bathing your brown eyes with abalone specks. I could see your growing need, but not for me, and all your secrets all within the borrowed light. The cool air arose in surprising thrusts, coercing your navy black hair, grazing and grazing, sending skitters of dancing shadows across your face, your neck, down your back. Silhouette spirits of the cedars descended and sashayed in the breeze, touching you softly like I wanted to, but unlike the shadows, I could never be as undaunted. Now, this poem actually seems a bit familiar. I feel like I've gone over this a week or two ago. But even if we did, it's worth going back and checking on some previous poems. I really liked how the title Indian Princess matches up with the the wordings of the poem itself, and a very good way of expressing imagery through the words. And yeah, next poem is from Lac La Croix. It's called Poem. And I also think that we've gone over this, so we will skip this one and go on to another one from Dennis Jack. Home. Oh no, I think I went over this again also. Huh, things are overlapping here, folks. Let's go over from... scroll down a bit more. Because I believe my previous episodes, I kind of went arbitrarily. Just picked random ones and went down from there. But here we go. This one's from Annie Jo Gottfriedson, called Mother Earth. Mother Earth has good clear air to breathe in. She lets you run and play, sing, dance, laugh, and pick plants like tea and susum. Mother Earth gives us power to walk around. There is a lot of people filled with joy and happiness. Water gives you strength and power, and that is why we love Mother Nature. Next poem is from Autumn Dennis, called Moonlight. When the wolves howl through the night, and the water is calm, and when the moon is bright, the eagle flies. Above the moon and makes a shadow, down to the earth, ground the deer run through the field. Then the wild horses gallop through the grass. These are the things I dream about, our homeland. The next poem is from Calvin Dunn, The Five Senses. When blueberries and raspberries form together, they make a taste that will last forever. When you hear the hoot of an owl or a howl of the hoot of an owl or the howl of a coyote, the sounds go together and last forever. When you see a sunrise or see the midnight moon, put them together and it's a sight that will last forever. When you feel the breeze hit your face or feel the mist touch your skin, it's a feeling that will last forever. When I smell the bannock and the stew they form together, a smell that tells me this is my homeland forever. A very, very interesting poem. I'm trying to get a sense of why they chose these five things as the five, I guess, important senses. But in a sense, it kind of explains the importance of staying in touch with the thing that you deem important. But I should probably research more into this after in my own time. But yeah, that was the five senses. The next one is from Colton Gottfriedson, called Pow Wow Yesterday. Tired today because of yesterday. I danced so hard my breath escaped. My feet said stop, but the drum said go. I tried my best to keep up to the beat, but my feet failed to complete the way of the drum. I felt so bad, but in my heart I know I tried my best, and that's why I'm tired today. The next one is from Genevieve McRae, called Wild Animals. I like all kinds, wild animals like foxes, spring salmon, polar bears, blue jays, eagles, coyotes, grizzly bears, wolves, cougars, and a whole lot of kinds, pretty animals, and some of them help us too. That's why we love our Aboriginal animals. Now, the grammatical syntax here was kind of off at first, and a whole lot of kinds, pretty animals, but you could kind of get a sense of what Genevieve is trying to say, and I think, in my own words, he is trying to express to us the importance of animals and the importance of preserving all wild animals in the world, which, you know, is a big problem today with all the hunting and extinctions of animals throughout the world. And so we should all gain awareness through this poem of the beauties and importance and the again, beauties of animals. The next one is from Michael Desjarlais, called Bannock. Bannock is the native people's bread. It has been made since the beginning of the Redskins. It has a rich taste and goes with almost anything. like Indian tacos, or it will go with a bowl of deer meat stew. Next one is from Travis Tom, called Coyote Flies. Coyote flies like his brother Fox. Coyote dies because he was foolish. And Fox said leaving the flying for the people to be. As it was said, we do fly today. Good old Coyote. The next poem is from Kelly LeCurt, called Homeland. The smell of pine trees, the big oaks, the streams, fresh from the mountain, the peaks of snow and trickling rivers. The sun in the morning, bright with life, to start the day with such a breeze. The wind in my hair, the calming in the morning, the eagles fly free, no boundary or worries. Our legends and songs, the many teachings and learnings, the powwow traditions, dancing and singing, the traditional gatherings, the bannock stands and stew. The homeland of our people that I know. This poem is from Christine Piwaz, called I Am Proud to Be Mushau Inu. Shanti is the country, beautiful place to be. Smell of trees, stand on the rock, staring at the sunset while going down and listen to the birds chirping. While the wind blows, spirits I cannot see, standing behind me, protecting me from harm. Sweats pray and listen to the legends, inside the cozy tent, beating and knitting, drinking tea, feeling comfortable, talking my language to my people. I am proud to be Mushau Inu, and I am proud to talk and speak my language, Inu Aimun. Now, I apologize if I do pronounce these words wrong. I am not indigenous, and these are some indigenous words, I believe. So, yeah, I'm just trying my best I can to pronounce them in correct terms. But I think this poem is a really important poem, and I think it can reach out to every single person literally on earth. And although it talks about this person being proud of her Mushau Inu heritage and culture and identity, I think that besides from indigenous pride and indigenous culture, every single person is from their own culture and their own and acquire their own identity. And so I think if you look at it in a deeper sense, this poem conveys the message to the readers about having pride and having a sense of positive dignity about one's identity and one's self. And yeah, so I think it really digs deep into feeling proud of one's identity and heritage. This next one is from Cody Dennis. It's called The Traditional and Hip-Hop. When traditional and hip-hop form together, when you hear the bang of a drum, it is the beat of life. When you hear that drum beat, the dancers are the one who complete the beat. When they dance like no one is watching, they dance from their hearts. Just like hip-hop, it's just the traditional dance. Just different beats, it's like a heartbeat. When you're moving to the rhythm, you can't stop. This is the life of traditional dance and hip-hop, that form together. The next poem is from Lisa Moses, Spirits of Life. Spirit of the mountains are the stallions that graze in the meadows and valleys where the Indians stay, near the trees and rivers where they hunt and spear for the hides of a buffalo and horns of a deer. That is traded for knives with other tribes and the eyes of an eagle. Watching down on their sides for their wisdom and strength that will keep them alive. As they live in their life with the bears and his claws, the wolf and his howl, the moon and the sun, and the fox and his brother, Coyote will stand, looking down all the mountains at the spirit of life. That is a good poem. We will move on to a couple more before we end off the day. This poem is from Nancy A. Liu, Spirit of the Buffalo. From the north roams the great buffalo, The buffalo is an animal that has survived mass destruction. I feel a great sense of endurance, the kind of endurance and strength needed to survive for generations upon generations. I feel the cold winter days coming upon us. Endurance and strength is what I need to succeed in life. I must learn the lesson of endurance from the great spirit of the buffalo. Now, this poem, the next one and the last one that we will read for today is from Annie Ross. I'm not sure if we went over this in the previous episodes, but it seems really interesting to me right now. So we will finish the day off with this one. It is called XX, and the line breaks and the separation of words is really interesting here. So I will, pause every time there's a line break to kind of give the readers and the listeners here a sense of how it is written. The every day of remake in sheep along the high way, irrigation arcs of pipe, water, rainbow god, miles alone. In the mist, misdirected metal pipes, herbicide application ahead, orange sign, herbicide application ahead, orange sign. Lava rocks, blood clots, asphalt hunks, road improvements, here, where. Now that was XX by Annie Ross. And wow, time flew pretty fast today. I don't know if it was just me or you guys listening, but time flew pretty quick. And I guess we unfortunately have to wrap up for today. But that was a whole list of poems from the article T. N. Bannock Stories, First Nations Communities of Poetic Voices. It could be found on the SFU website. And we went over some songs related to identity, in all sorts. But yeah, I will be back on Tuesday. I'll be doing, like I mentioned before in the previous episode, I'll be doing every week Tuesdays until this month, and then I will give you guys an update on how my schedule formulates after that. But yeah, and please let me know if you guys have any more, I guess, recommendations of songs, literature songs, any songs that kind of relate to history, culture, and identity. Please let me know. I will be sure to play them on my next future episodes. And if you also have any recommendations of poems or collections of poems from literally every genre, I am more than happy to go over it with you guys in my future episodes. But without all that, I think we will wrap it up here. It is a beautiful day, although it's a bit windy, but you'd much have that than rain, right? At least for me. It stopped raining, so please take advantage, at least in Vancouver, of the sunshine, and have yourselves a beautiful Monday, a great start of the week, and I will see you again next week on Tuesday. Thank you all for joining Jess's Lit. Bye-bye.